Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and government agencies preparing for a shutdown with just hours to go before federal funding runs out. House and Senate lawmakers could still come up with a last-minute compromise. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
The Senate is expected to vote possibly more than once on the House-passed bill that would avert a shutdown, funding agencies through November 21st. Democrats are expected to block it. If the standoff continues, the first shutdown in nearly 7 years would begin at midnight. Much of the federal bureaucracy would grind to a halt. Hundreds of thousands of civilians would be furloughed, and federal employees who must still report for work wouldn't be paid until a shutdown ends.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Secretary Pete Hegseth laying out a new direction, he says, for the military at a gathering of high-ranking leaders in Virginia. It includes new physical and grooming standards. In the central Philippines, a strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.7 rattling the region, sending people into the streets and also knocking out power. Some reports of damage. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is encouraging residents to take advantage of the services it offers following severe weather occurrences. Organization officials say scams are becoming increasingly common in the wake of severe weather and natural disasters as scammers seek to take advantage of struggling residents. They're encouraging residents to visit their Natural Disaster HQ webpage to learn about some common post-storm scams like contractors offering quick fixes, price gouging for high-demand items, or disaster relief fundraising campaigns. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced legislation to guarantee residents the right to access contraceptives. State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Lisa Subek introduced the Right to Contraception Act on Friday. The proposed bill would prohibit state or local government entities from implementing any laws that would make it more difficult for residents to obtain contraceptives or information. The state legislation is similar to federal legislation on contraception access that was introduced earlier this year. Washburn County is seeking applicants to serve as the new zoning administrator. According to a press release, the zoning administrator will be responsible for enforcing county zoning ordinances and other state and federal regulations, including subdivision control, floodplain zoning, and private wastewater treatment system regulations. The position also involves issuing permits as well as assisting and educating residents about the zoning code. More information on the position and the application can be found on the Washburn County website. The city of Superior is reminding residents to practice caution following a report from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, which found a significant increase in fall-related calls. According to Superior Fire Department officials, crews responded to 445 fall calls in 2024, which was about 17% of their total call volume. They're sharing helpful tips with residents on how to prevent falls, including staying active and taking advantage of services offered by the Douglas County Aging and Disability Resource Center. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Matinee on Air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, should the government bail out our farmers because of the tariff policies instituted by our government? We talk to Darren Von Rudin in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. There's going to be a big rally this afternoon, 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time, at the west side of the U.S. Capitol for health care. Now, of course, this is the dividing line. This is the great split here between Republicans and Democrats. The Republican effort to kill the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, has been going on ever since, you know, Obama got this passed back in whatever year it was, the earlier 2000s and maybe the 2010s. And you'll recall, the Republicans have voted, I think, 54 times. Am I remembering that right? Or was it 45? I'm pretty sure it was 54 times to completely repeal Obamacare, to just do away with it altogether. There's something like 24 million people, I think, right now who are getting their health care from Obamacare. I look the numbers up. I may be off by a million or two, but it's in that neighborhood. And the Republicans, of course, want to kill it. And so in the big butt ugly bill, the BBB, they have this, ending the Obamacare subsidies. And so, you know, and if you're on Obamacare and you're paying right now, you know, $300, $400, $500, $600 a month for your health insurance, that's going to go up. It could go up as much as doubling. It could go up between 50 and 100%. And you will find out how much it's going to go up in about 2 weeks. When the insurance companies have to send out the letters to everybody saying, here's the new rates for 2026. So, you know, the Democrats are saying, we're not going to sign off on keeping the government open unless you guys back off on this, big buttockly, I've got to come up with a different word for it because I can't pronounce that, but the big ugly bill, if you don't, back down on that, and also on the, you know, knocking close to 20 million people off Medicaid. So anyhow, there's going to be a rally this afternoon at 6 o'clock Eastern time at the Capitol building. And the speakers will include Amy Klobuchar, Jeff Merkley, one of my senators, Chris Murphy, Democratic Whip Catherine Clark, Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, Pete Aguilar, Dougie Dingell, Greg Kazar, who is the chairman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Mark Pocan, our buddy who's on the show all the time. It's just Pramila Jayapal, who is going to be on the show this week, right? Tomorrow. She's going to be here for an hour taking your calls. Ayanna Presley, Nikki Budinski, Maxwell Frost, one of the real rising stars, young progressive. He's the co-chair of the House Democratic Policy and Communications Committee. Sarah McBride. The trans member. So we've got a whole bunch of national organizations are participating. And so here's the question. Will the media cover it? I mean, people keep calling into this program going, where are my Democratic? Oh, why aren't they out there? Yeah. So it's going to be a huge thing this afternoon. At 3 o'clock, it's going to be, 5 hours from now. And, check out your local media. Let's see if it gets covered. I'm skeptical. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries met with Trump yesterday. And this should alarm all Americans. And it's, again, this is only being reported with the softest of brushing, filters. They told Donald Trump that the reason that they are willing to shut down the government is because the big ugly bill cut health care for Americans, and they're not going to stand for that. And Trump, according to them, didn't know this. This is what Chuck Schumer told the press yesterday. He said, we laid out to the president some of the consequences of what's happening in health care, and by his face and the way he looked, I think he heard about it for the first time. The closing of rural hospitals. The fact that so many clinics are closed. And I don't know if he knew this before, but the fact that people will pay $4,000 a year more, $400 a month, close to $5,000 a year on their health care premiums, if we don't do anything, people don't know what to do. The average working family can't afford that. I told him how I met a mother who was crying to me because her daughter had cancer and what has happened with health care and what they've done. She's going to watch her daughter suffer and die. And so he seemed to understand for the first time the magnitude of the crisis. And we hope he'll talk to the Republican leaders and tell them we need bipartisan input on health care, on rescissions. They never talk to us. Which raises the question, if what Schumer is saying is true, and I completely believe him. I mean, why would Schumer lie about this? And Jeffries was there, and he's saying the same thing. It raises an interesting question. If Donald Trump had no idea that average American's health care bills are going to explode in the next 4 months, is it because he's getting senile? Which is kind of a charitable word. I mean, some people are saying his father died of Alzheimer's, saying that, he's going down the same road. I'm skeptical that he has Alzheimer's, but, it's obvious he's got age-related, memory problems. I mean, this just happens to people when they're pushing 80. Not unusual. But this, forgetting that his bill that he was so fond of is doing these massive cuts to health care for millions, tens of millions of Americans. Seems like a hard thing to forget, doesn't it? Which raises the second question. Is his staff lying to him, knowing that he would be concerned about such a thing? And I think he would be. I mean, there's a political price to pay for that, and Trump is very sensitive to paying political prices for anything, number one. Number two, historically, I mean, when Trump was a Democrat, when he was in New York City, before he ran for president as a Republican, he was in favor of health care for all. I'm not sure he was in favor of Medicare for all, but he wanted health care expanded. He was a Democrat. So he understands these issues. So is his staff lying to him? And saying, it's all BS, don't worry about it, or, it'll blow. Or is his staff telling him, yes, this is true, but not to worry, because it'll blow over, 6 months down the road, a year down the road. The election isn't until next year, the midterms, and your reelection isn't for 3 more years, so you don't have to worry about this right now. This, just, let it blow over. Except that, if they were doing that, if that was their riff, if that was their line to Trump, he wouldn't have been shocked to learn these details. He would have said something like, yeah, okay, I get it. This will blow over. People will adapt. They'll just have to, they'll just go to the private insurance companies. Private insurance companies are fine. They give the GOP a lot of money. They're good companies. So which is it? Is it that he cynically doesn't care and he feigned ignorance? Is it that he is genuinely ignorant and astonished? And by the way, after the meeting, he goes back to attacking Democrats. That's when he released this video of of Schumer and Jeffries at the podium there outside the White House when they were speaking about their meeting with Trump, only that it's got dubbed audio where Schumer is saying, yeah, Democrats, we all know that we're just all pieces of S-word, right? And Jeffries is wearing a sombrero and he's got a Mexican mustache and there's mariachi music in the background. I mean, it's just deeply racist and, you know, filled with lies. So, I don't think he's saying, oh, yeah, these guys convinced me. I'll do something about it. So which is it? Is it time for the 25th Amendment? I mean, that's what Eric Swalwell is saying based on this morning's rant before the military, where Trump just went off on these weird tangents. And Hegseth basically, and Trump said, you know, we're going to use our cities for military training. How do you feel about that? The military in our cities training? Really?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's a little more than 15 minutes and 40 seconds past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The WLAK Go for the Green and Gold text win contest is powered by Amory Chevrolet.
Lifetime warranty, trusted service, hometown values. Amory Chevrolet, where people matter most.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get the top five collagen warnings and to get that special bundle deal at a genuine fraction of the retail price, and you get free shipping. You can only get it at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Check it out. Beneath his feet,
every voice that dares to sing falls silent in the shadow of a crown. It's good to be king if the people kneel, if the truth is buried, if the courts won't feel. It's good to be king, but the throne's built on sand, and the people must rise if this dream's to stand. Writers fired for what they've said. Networks warned and...
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. U.S. Department of Justice has deleted a study showing that right-wing extremists are responsible for the majority of politically inspired violence in the United States. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. The Republicans are hiding federal data, basically, so we won't know the kind of damage they're doing to our country. Just consider this list. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, CBPP, laid this all out in a new report. And this is the essence of it. They have deleted the Department of Agriculture's annual home food security reports. These are the reports that showed that, as many as a fifth of all American children go to bed hungry at least one night a year. Maybe it's one night a month. This is followed by the one big ugly bill producing the biggest cuts in SNAP, the food stamps, in history, at a time when 47 million Americans, including one in five children, are facing food insecurity. This is from an article by Julie Connolly over on CommonDreams.org. She writes, "The administration has shown no interest in tracking weather disasters via the $1 billion Weather and Climate Disasters Database, which was discontinued in May. They stopped reporting on the crimes against queer Americans via the National Crime Victimization Study. That no longer exists. They stopped even counting the number of queer people in America, the LGBTQ plus communities, via the National Health Interview Survey. They've stopped the federal government collecting data on mass layoffs They don't want you to know how bad the unemployment situation is. The Department of Health and Human Services, Bob Kennedy's agency, has placed researchers with the Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring System on administrative leave. That was back in April. This is the agency that keeps track of how pregnant women are doing in this country. It also tracks maternal mortality. This is how we learned that black women are more than twice as likely as white women to have to die in pregnancy or in childbirth. Bob Kennedy has laid off the analysts who work on federal poverty guidelines that are used to calculate eligibility for parts of Medicaid, nutrition, and home energy assistance. So they're actively screwing America and Americans, and doing away with the databases and the reports and the studies and the researchers who would tell us about it. I guess it's good to be king. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I was talking with a guy the other day. I casually know him. I knew he's a Trumper.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the problem with the left is that we don't understand the problems. And I said, I understand the problem. The problem is that we have all these... these Muslim, Latino, transgender, teenage immigrant welfare mothers on drugs, and they're storming the border, and they're stealing our jobs and eating our pets. And the solution, obviously, is to slash the VA, invade Greenland, and defund Tickle Me Elmo.
And what did he say?
He just looked at me like, that's what I hear from these people.
I know. It's crazy. It's beyond crazy. It's sad, really.
You know what I learned? Here's another one for you. I learned that in the state of Florida, it is a violation of state law to have sex with a porcupine.
Or any animal. Yeah.
But porcupines aren't even indigenous to Florida. But anyway,
porcupines?
It's the transgendered teenage immigrant welfare mothers on drugs.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
There you go, Bob. Yeah, and all those people trying to have sex with porcupines. I get it. We've got a real crisis here in this country. We need to send the troops in with fully loaded automatic weapons and let them train for Afghanistan down there in Melbourne, Florida. Bob, look out. Bob, thanks for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We are going to stand up and we are going to fight. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Today's USDA grain stock report has the potential to bring an interesting tone to the marketplace. I'll be back with what market advisor John Heinberg expects after this.
Hey, everybody, calm down. It's okay.
Oh, it's coming. The farm animals can always feel it.
Is that an earthquake? I didn't think those happened in the heartland. Aren't we harvesting Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans today?
It's not an earthquake. It's the aftershock of unleashing Z-Series soybeans.
You did mention a yield advantage of nearly 4 bushels an acre.
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
I'm Kylie Allen with the Midwest Farm Report. Along with me today is John Heinberg. John's got his eyes on the USDA grain stock report today. He tells us what we can expect.
There's just some talk out there that we're going to see a few extra bushels on that old crop supply that maybe last year's 4-bushel cut in January in terms of bushels corn production was a little steep. That was reflective maybe of the cash prices and how the market acted over the summer. You know, we just never saw the prices rally with the good demand that we had out there. So that's going to be the little wild card today. Do we see some adjustments on that old crop corn supply, which I think the market's a little nervous about, and that's some of the reason we've just kind of flattened out here the last handful of days, just kind of preparing for hopefully not a big number there, but at least some adjustment upward in terms of the corn supply.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. I'll be back with a look at how those markets are moving right after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at how the markets are moving this Tuesday. Starting off, December corn is down 3.5 at 418, and November soybeans are down 6.25 at 10.04 1/4. December wheat is trading down 3.5 at 516. Taking a look at dairy, October Class 3 milk up 7 cents at 1706, and November Class 3 milk is up 12 cents at 1675. For the latest Wisconsin Ag news, visit our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to have that news delivered straight to your inbox every morning. This week, follow along with our team as we take on World Dairy Expo. You can find us on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report or on Instagram at MWF Report. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another warm day, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. You know, the Constitution is very clear. The government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
He stood in a mill with his red tie tied, told the boys in hard hats, I'll stand and fight. But behind that grin and the photo flash was a deal with the devil and a payday stash. Steel was strong, but the truth is cold. He sold out the workers for a bar of gold. Laid off in Gary, gone in Duluth, while the billionaires laughed in their tailored suits. It's the great American terrorist scam. A fistful of promises, a smokescreen sham. Jobs fall down while the prices climb, and the ones that get rich are the friends of the crime. He said, I'm here to help, then he took what he can. That's the great American tariff scam. Steel rolls rusting by the railroad track while Wall Street wolves keep slapping off backs.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour in that interview this morning that I did with the British journalists. They were like, you know, what are your thoughts on Trump's tariffs? And I'm like, you know, obviously they're not to bring the jobs home. If you wanted that, you'd run it through Congress so it becomes law so that, you know, people in business know that those tariffs are going to be in place for decades and they can actually build a factory here and regain their, you know, recoup their investment. But instead, what Trump is doing is he's using these tariffs to force other countries to grovel at his feet, to kiss his ass, to invite him to the palace in London, to, you know, to come here and tell him how wonderful he is. And it's just, it's bullying behavior. It's all it is. It is the great American tariff scam. So what's on your mind, Glenn in Bethesda, Maryland? Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Hey, how are you, Tom?
I'm good. I'm fine, I guess is how you're supposed to say it.
I called a few years ago, and I read to you a little piece of Abraham Lincoln's annual message to Congress, mm-hmm. his concluding remarks, December 1st, 1862. He had said, and it's well worth reading, we must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered what Lincoln meant by disenthrall ourselves. What were they? What were Americans enthralling themselves about? Well, it was about the issues of the day, slavery, secession, and whatnot, but it was the way Americans were talking. And I'd like to bring that to today. We keep going over every day exactly what Trump and the Republicans are doing today, so we don't remember what happened last week. So the question isn't anymore what they're doing each day. We know it's bad. Most of us, I think, know it's very, very bad for our democracy. But what's really happening is we're not asking, how are they getting away with it? And you talk about this an awful lot. The media is enthralling us yeah. with each day's new event.
Yeah.
And what we need to ask our Democratic congressmen and senators, basically, is why aren't they taking the fight to the media? And I'll give you one example really quick. Over the last couple of weeks, Donald Trump has been saying that Portland is war ravaged. I'm asking the question when I call my congressman, why don't you go on and ask Jake Tapper if CNN has helicopters and cameras and trucks to go through the streets of Portland to prove the president is lying completely? Yeah. Do they not have the ability? So the issue that you talk a lot about, which I think is the main discussion, is this isn't being done by Trump and the Republicans.
Alone.
They're the distraction and the mouthpiece, which is allowing the corporate takeover of this country to immiserate the American people and destroy our middle class and set us against each other.
Yeah.
It's a simple reality, but the Democrats simply won't move over to the progressive populist side and steal what's right, take back what's rightfully theirs, the FDR mantle. the LBJ mantle of supporting the American people through programs the government has put together. And as long as we keep talking each day about these things, we're going to be lost and enthralled. So in order to disenthrall ourselves, we have to ask our Democrats, will you please start putting a finger into the face of the corporate media and say, why are you letting these people get away with destroying our democracy and our middle and working classes? That's the message I have. But it doesn't seem to get very far. When I call my congressmen and senators, it's the Democrats just don't want to step up.
Yeah. So, I get it, Glenn.
What do you think about that?
I think the Democratic Party is moving in a more progressive direction, and that progress has been fairly steady over the last decade or so, since the end of the Obama administration. And now Trump, with his open, naked assaults on democracy itself, have moved more and more Democrats into, you know, a fighting stance and frankly, a progressive stance. And you're seeing this in particular with Democrats in the Senate. And I think that's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing, too. I think it's coming very late, though.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on that.
I'm just questioning.
Corporate cash is addictive.
Again. Right. And you can watch it. You turn on CNN, a Republican comes on and lies for 15 minutes to Jake Tapper. He nods his head up and down, tilts his head, nods his head, asks maybe a slightly difficult question, and allows the propaganda to come through continuously. This is the corporate world using its control of the propaganda networks to enthrall the American people with the everyday fight. And until the Democratic Party goes on and starts pushing back at this, we are lost.
No, I agree. You're getting redundant here, Glenn. I'm going to move along, but I agree with your analysis and your prescription. Thank you. Aaron in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi there. Thank you so much for you and free speech.
You're welcome.
I called regarding this military demand to train our military in the cities of the country. That's going to be their training ground. And I'm thinking of Pearl Harbor, 1941, where we really needed a military prepared for real threats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, how are we going to be prepared for real threats when our military is learning to fight against flowers and soap bubbles?
Is what they're getting in Portland.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. And what Glenn just said reminds me of an ad, about Enthralled and the corporation. I see this ad now for a home security weapon that, everybody should get this to protect themselves. And one of the things they say is, with all the violence and the riots all over the country, I really need this weapon. And I'm thinking, what violence? What riots?
What weapon? I've not seen that ad. What weapon are you talking about? Is it?
Oh, it's called. They advertise it with a banana, and they say if you want to see what this weapon really looks like, go to our website.
Uh-huh.
And it's I forget the name of the company, but it's a home. It's like a gun, only it's like a rubber coated bullet kind of a thing, where it's not supposed to be lethal.
Right.
And they're pushing this for everybody to get this for protection from all these riots and everything we got going on.
That's wild. Is that on Fox News? Is that where they're advertising it?
No, it's just on antenna TV, ads that come on various networks on antenna TV. And I'm thinking, my gosh, the corporations are pushing this too, not just Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure we can even invade Greenland successfully if we're only training against flowers and soap bubbles.
Well, it looks like we're gonna have some practice in Venezuela. But by the way, there's a report that a Venezuelan woman has come forward and said that her husband was one of the fishermen in one of those boats that Trump blew up, and that it was just a fishing boat.
Oh.
And Trump apparently knows that, because you recall a couple days ago he made a joke about, you know, they're not fishing in the waters down there anymore. this is a crime. This is an absolute
crime. That's like going down going down the street and shooting somebody unarmed in the back.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Yep.
It's just
as cowardly, by the way. It's just as cowardly.
Yes, exactly.
Aaron,
well,
thank
and
you.
That's what mobs do.
Yeah.
And that's what MAGA is. is a mob.
There you go. Okay. Aaron, thank you very much. Good talking to you. Thanks for the call from Iowa. Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, well, there's so much going on, and it's tough to follow Bob in Florida and porcupines.
Yes. Keep America safe for porcupines.
Last week you said something about 53 Republican senators representing only 40-odd percent of the population.
Correct.
And my theme for today is the tyranny of the minority. Obviously, I did a little research and, took like a 12-second look at Article 1, Section 3, where each senator gets one vote and all the votes have the same weight. And just imagine, say, three jars and each senator has a coin. They get to cast their one equal-weighted vote into a jar, a coin into a jar. But, California, a senator represents 67 times more people than a senator from Wyoming.
Yep.
So let's assign each senator's vote a weight proportional to the population they represent.
And have you done the math on that, Alan?
What's that?
Have you done the math on that?
I have.
You want to fill us in here in the 15 seconds I've got before we hit a break?
Okay, well, we know the Senate likes to pass arcane rules, so a senator from California, his vote would have a value of 11.5, and a senator from Wyoming, the least populous state, would have a vote of 0.17. This would eliminate the tyranny of the minority.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it. It ain't going to happen. And I'd much rather see proportional representation.
I'm not missing
that,
no.
Yeah, or California split into three states and like that. But, spot on. I mean, this is the problem with the Senate, is that it is so unrepresentative of America. And, it's also basically a millionaire's club, with the exception of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. Alan, thank you for the call. That's great, great information. Appreciate it. 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
At Hazel and Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosker.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man.
Yeah. Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened, at least until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom and get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
But the shadows grew taller in the silence of the night. He came with a promise, I'll make you great again. But he sold out the people for the gold of wicked men. This is the great American betrayal.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for getting me. I always love talking with you.
Thank you. Back at you.
Wait. Likewise, good buddy. We're facing a government shutdown. I am so outraged. I'm sick and tired of these Republicans doing the atrocious stuff and got the nerve to say that the Democrats ain't doing the right thing.
Yeah.
No, Democrats are doing the right thing. They are not sabotaging the very needs of the American people that you Republicans are doing. It's you the ones that's supposed to do the right thing. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen and Tom? What, this is a deja vu from the last government shutdown, which was under who? Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And at what time of year? During Christmas. He had the audacity to say, you don't give me what I want, I'll shut the government down. Damn it, he's doing it again with the help, with a little help from his friends. Sorry, Paul McCartney and the Beatles. You know, I mean, This time around, it's around Halloween. We're approaching October Halloween. What the hell are you trying to do, Trump? Spook the American people? You think this is funny?
Yes, he is.
And I'm referring
he thinks
to that
chaos
AI.
Helps him. That's the bottom line,
no,
Michael.
He thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
He thinks it's funny because of that AI stunt that he pulled with Hakeem Jeffries. I find that any of this a bit damn funny when the American people are suffering, and then you call that Make America Great Again? It's my rump.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't take it anymore. And then you're going to try to sock back at me or others saying, try to bring about the fake Christian stuff. Don't even get me started because everybody knows yours truly, the dedicated foe of BS and the one that will cite Christian scripture to counter your guys' BS.
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally get
two
it, Michael.
Words.
And
get inspired.
Get
There's
inspired.
Two words closing. Get inspired.
Yeah.
And we go. All do the correct thing.
There you
Don't go rogue.
Yep.
Thank you, Democrats.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Well said. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Not much, Tom. There's always so much. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
A great show as always.
Thank you.
I did have a couple of items I was wanting to throw at you. One was just kind of my weekly, I had a couple weekly vomit moments. One was, you know, our lovely James Clyburn, the corporate tool of the DNC, is endorsing Andrew Cuomo based on experience and character.
Oh,
are
my
you
God.
Kidding me? Yeah, so well, this is another one. They go in there and they go, we need you. We need you to go in
was,
there.
It was Clyburn who killed off Bernie Sanders' candidacy in 2020, you know?
Yeah, after he said he wouldn't get involved.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to point out to people, just because sometimes we don't see numbers, but Trump's administration has about 100 people in it. 87 of them are white, and the population is about 61%. They're 90% male. In Biden's admin, it was 50% male and 50% female.
I know.
And only 13% of Biden's admin were white males. So it's just more proof that Trump is a misogynistic racist. The other thing I thought you'd find interesting, you're probably aware of this, you know, as Hitler came to power in the Nazi Party, there were some high-ranking gay officials. But once they got power and they controlled everything and the Protestant nutters wanted more blood and they went after the gays and the general population, they went after the people associated
right.
with...
Yeah, Ernst Röhm was one of them. He was the head of the army. He was the head of the SA, and he was assassinated, as I recall. Or they did something with him, but yeah. Yeah, I get it, Joe. Joe, thanks a lot for the call. I wonder if Scott Bessent, you know, the Treasury, our gay Treasury Secretary, ever wonders, you know, what Trump would do to him if he had his way. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's Field of
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress up against the clock to avert a government shutdown at midnight. Both sides appear, though, to be far apart on agreeing to a short-term funding measure. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Because even if there is that vote in this evening on that temporary government funding legislation that John Thune wants to put on the floor, he needs at least 7 Democrats to join with Republicans to get that over the goal line. And he would likely even need 8 Democrats because Rand Paul is now signaling that he would also vote against this temporary government funding measure.
President Trump at the White House announcing Pfizer has agreed to lower its prices for prescription drugs offered through Medicaid. It's part of the president's push, demanding companies only charge U.S. patients the same rate as they charge in other countries. In Southern California, the search continues for 2 stolen hawks, part of SoFi Stadium's program to scare other birds away. The hawks swiped off a motorized cart outside the stadium on Sunday. This is ABC News.